The NTSB says, oops, we're sorry. More Dreamliner issues for Boeing. And Janet Napolitano leaves Homeland Security for academia. This is Aero News for Monday, July 15th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NTSB has issued a formal apology and is blaming a summer intern who, quote, acted outside the scope of his authority, end quote, in confirming an erroneous release of fictitious names of the pilots of the downed Asiana Flight 214. The names, released to, confirmed, and reported by dozens of media outlets nationwide, not including ANN, were not only erroneous, but sophomoric and laden with racist overtones. Don't believe me? Just search YouTube. You'll find scores of videos of the original reporting and the apologies that have followed. I won't repeat all the names here, but they're easy enough to find if you're interested. When you see them, it's amazing that no one in the media had the sense to sound them out phonetically, as is usually done with foreign names, before broadcasting and printing them. For example, one of the released names was Captain Sum, spelled S-U-M, Ting, T-I-N-G, Wong, W-O-N-G. You put it together. The NTSB official statement says, quote, the National Transportation Safety Board apologizes for inaccurate and offensive names that were mistakenly confirmed as those of the pilots of Asiana Flight 214, which crashed at San Francisco International Airport on July 6th. In response to an inquiry from a media outlet, a summer intern acted outside the scope of his authority when he erroneously confirmed the names of the flight crew on the aircraft. The NTSB does not release or confirm names of crew members or people involved in transportation accidents to the media. We work hard to ensure that only appropriate factual information regarding an investigation is released and deeply regret the incident. Appropriate actions will be taken to ensure that such a serious error is not repeated. You can bet somewhere there is an intern that has a lot of explaining to do. Boeing had a bad day on Friday with two of its signature Dreamliners having issues in the UK. An Ethiopian's airline 787 reportedly caught fire while on the ramp at Heathrow Airport, forcing officials to close both nearby runways. An image captured by BBC Sky News and posted online by the UK newspaper The Mail shows the Ethiopian Airlines jet near the terminal with fire-retardant foam all around the airplane. All of the Dreamliner's right-side doors are open in the photo. There were reportedly no passengers on board the Dreamliner when the fire broke out. There were no injuries, according to a Heathrow spokesman. The cause of the fire aboard the Ethiopian airliner was not known. The paper reports that less than an hour after the Heathrow incident, a Thomson Airways Dreamliner that had just departed after noon local time from Manchester Airport was forced to return with unspecified mechanical difficulties. Thomson took delivery of its 787 just days ago. The airline confirmed that flight TOM 126 from Manchester to Sanford, Florida, quote, experienced a technical issue and returned to Manchester Airport as a precautionary measure, end quote. Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano has announced that she is leaving the agency for a job in academia. In a statement posted Friday on the DHS website, Napolitano thanked President Obama for the opportunity to lead the agency, saying, quote, the opportunity to work with the dedicated men and women of the Department of Homeland Security, who serve on the front lines of our nation's efforts to protect our communities and families from harm, has been the highlight of my professional career, end quote. Napolitano is to be nominated as the next president of the University of California. Pilot Chip Yates, the founder of Flight of the Century Incorporated, will attempt to break his current world speed record of 202 miles per hour in an electric airplane in front of the crowd at Mather Airport on Saturday, October the 5th, 2013, at the California Capital Air Show. In 2012, Yates adapted his water-cooled 258-horsepower electric motor and controller system to an aircraft designed by Burt Rutan, and used it to establish a world speed record for electric-powered aircraft of 202 miles per hour. Yates says he wants to be an inspiration to teens, adding, quote, the realm of science, technology, engineering, and math are gateways for kids to not only learn, but to truly explore all of the opportunities available to them. If you can dream it, you can build it, and I'm living proof of that. End quote. A New Hampshire teenager has become the youngest person ever to hold both a private pilot and helicopter license, receiving both within days of his 17th birthday. Robert Pinkston, who last year became the youngest person to fly a helicopter solo at the age of 16, got his Hilo ticket on July 2nd, his 17th birthday, according to a report from USA Today. Thursday, he got his private pilot's license, making him the youngest person ever to hold both ratings. The FAA confirmed that he is the youngest to achieve those ratings, and he did so in the shortest time recorded. They said there are two other 17-year-olds with both private pilot and Hilo tickets, but neither one achieved the goal so close to their 17th birthday. He told USA Today that his plans include $100 hamburger flights with his dad to Maine and New York. There was no word on whether he or his dad will be paying for lunch. When Aero News continues, vacation in Vermont and learn to fly. A military jet team to make an air show appearance, and the thrill is gone for a lawn chair balloonist.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Monday, July 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The governor of Vermont, along with the owner of the Jay Peak Resort in Newport, Vermont, held a news conference Thursday to announce that Flight Design will be assembling and shipping its CTLS LSAs at Newport State Airport in a region known locally as the Northeast Kingdom. The announcement is just one aspect of an overall airport revitalization plan that includes six new hangars, a runway expansion, and the new terminal building at the airport. The project carries a $20 million price tag. The officials said Flight Design also plans to open a flight school at the airport with three of its LSAs, according to a report from television station WCAX in Burlington, Vermont. They said the goal is to encourage people to plan a Vermont vacation in which they can also learn to fly. Well, there will be military jets flying at the Lehigh Valley Air Show August 24th and 25th at the Lehigh Valley International Airport near Allentown, PA, but they won't belong to the U.S. government. The Lehigh Valley Air Show has confirmed that the Black Diamond jet team will perform at the show flying Aero L-39 Albatross jets, and the show will be getting the act free of charge. The Allentown, PA Morning Call reports that the team is sponsored by HarborTouch, a credit card processing company. 30-year-old HarborTouch CEO Jared Rock Isaacman is also one of the Black Diamond team's pilots. The credit card processing company is sponsoring the 30-minute show. Organizers of the event say that the addition of the Black Diamond team to the bill could double expected attendance. Isaacman is also the CEO of Draken International of Lakeland, Florida, which owns 50 former military jets, which it says is the largest fleet of such aircraft. The company offers adversarial services to the U.S. military for the training of its pilots for aerial combat. Oregon lawn chair balloonist Kent Couch says the high price of helium and a fine from the FAA has, quote, dampened my spirit of flying, end quote. The Bend, Oregon gas station owner and craft beer seller said helium cost five times what it did when he made his first flight in 2006. And the Bend Bulletin has reported that the FAA fined him $5,500 in February for his July 14, 2012 tandem flight with Iraqi adventurer Fareed Lafta. The fine was for flying without pilot's licenses, failing to register the lawn chairs as an aircraft, failing to have the contraption certified as airworthy, and the pair were careless and reckless when the balloon took off without them after they landed in a farm field. Couch's attorney negotiated a $1,000 reduction in the fine, and it was reportedly paid by a quote-unquote sponsor. Fareed was also fined, but he's out of the country. Couch has made a number of lawn chair flights since 2006. It's unclear if he and Fareed still plan on a similar flight in Iraq. Couch, meanwhile, claims to have paid the fine, but the FAA says it has not received the payment. Couch also said, quote, "I think they're just making me a scapegoat or an example to keep other people from doing it," end quote. Allow me, if you will, a personal commentary here. If indeed the FAA is making you a scapegoat, Mr. Couch, I applaud them. As a certificated commercial balloon pilot, I find your joyrides a complete and unnecessary waste of helium, a precious resource to real balloonists. There are a few thousand of us, both gas and hot air rated in the United States, who know and observe the FARs, who have taken pains to learn weather and its impact on our flight planning and operations, and who fly type-certified, inspected, and maintained aircraft. Specifically, there are two individuals who actively pursue cluster ballooning in the U.S., and one, Jonathan Trapp, is staging in Caribou, Maine as I speak for what could be a historic crossing of the Atlantic Ocean. For the FAA to even allow you and others like you into the sky is an affront to all of us who've invested time and money to join the certified pilot ranks of the general aviation community. I'm offended that the FAA reduced the fine, and worse, that it was paid by a sponsor. If you want to float like a cloud, then may I suggest you invest your energies in gaining the proper knowledge, getting the proper training, earning a pilot certificate, and then, in 10 words or less, straighten up and fly right. The opinion expressed here is my own. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.